Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Sunday, February 20th, 2011. Good night to you. Thanks for riding with us. It is Empowerment Sunday, February 20th. Tonight, we take an up-close and personal look at the many dangers of homeland security. We'll continue this conversation. America is watching several major hotspots right now. Do you know what's currently taking place in Iraq, Afghanistan, Egypt? Or even in Israel. If not, you'll be briefed tonight. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Join us as we discuss, again, these hotspots. Iraq, Afghanistan, Egypt, and Israel. A lot going on. We'll talk about it this evening. Welcome to TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Got a bitch
team full of high rollers. I'm standing on the sofa, yeah, I got her open, yeah, motorboating, yeah, potent stroking. She got a nigga hoping that she'll pop off and blow a nigga until she locked jaw. In the champagne room, I get my rocks off, cause I am so awesome. Hit your offering, I don't do this often. You gotta put your all in, and while she make it rain, man, Dustin Hoffman.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
WHAC TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 7:06 where I am, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up for that Angel CeeLo. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time, everyone. How do you do?
Afternoon. Welcome. Welcome. All the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Give it up for Domare Willingham. Welcome to the show.
All right. Good evening, everyone.
All right. All the way live from Newark, Delaware, Finance, Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hey, now, what's happening with you guys?
What's going on, folks? It is Empowerment Sunday, February 20th. Danger abroad. What do you know about Iraq, Afghanistan, Egypt, Israel? Roundtable discussion tonight. Again, danger abroad. A lot of times we don't even think about what's happening abroad. We got troops coming home out of Iraq. We know that's happening. But what else is going on in Iraq? Do you know? Egypt is in the news right now. Not enough news is going on about Israel. Israel is certainly a hot spot right now. When I say hot spot, I'm not talking vacation spot. So jump right in.
We don't know
about either one of those places right now.
Well,
we talk a
I
lot
know,
about Egypt.
Like, the thing that's going on with Egypt and the surrounding countries is, you know, how the president, he just stepped down. Their president, Mubarak, just stepped down, like, on the 11th, you know, because of the protesting that had went on for almost, you know, 3 weeks. And it's crazy because now, what is it? I don't want to miss. What is the name of the country that it, I mean, it just happened like on Saturday. Gaddafi though is the president, and he sent his, you know, his troops out like 3 hours after protesters came out, and you know, they started, that's when they started shooting down the street. I don't know if you guys have been watching CNN, but the protesters were, you know, going down the street. All they had were flags and signs, no weapons of any kind, and they were shot down in the street. I mean, and someone was recording the protest on their phone, and so they also got the shooting as well. And like when they panned back over to where the protesters, you know, had been walking, they were laid out in the middle of the street, you know. And
wow.
It's like, wow. You know, they've been under these rules for, you know, more than 40 plus years, and now they're screaming for democracy. And I mean, even on Saturday, there were protesters over Libya. That's the country, Libya. There were protesters on the White House, in front of the White House, protesting on Saturday. It's like over 200 some protesters asking for the United States to help Libya out. You know, and that's exactly what country I was just speaking of, the one I couldn't name. But, you know, it's just like, do we really help? We still have to get our troops, you know, we've pulled some out of Iraq, but then what? Then send them to Afghanistan. You know, and it's like, what are we really doing over there? Are we really over there for the opium so that we can try to control China? I mean, like, really, is that what we're trying to do?
No, there's a lot of politics behind all of this that a lot of people probably don't understand, especially when it comes to those countries like we're talking about Egypt and Libya. A lot of people don't realize that that main waterway through there controls a lot of oil. It controls a lot of passageway. It's the main passageway in that area for trading. So, you know, we have money in a few of those countries. So that's why we have to be a part of a lot of it, even though it's not right. We put a lot of money into some of their militaries, a lot of money into trade, and then, of course, oil is a big thing with everybody. So it's a lot of politics behind the scenes that most people don't know about, don't understand.
Right.
And it's important that we do understand, and it's important that we at least try to peel the onion back just a little bit. Because, folks, you say this, you may think that this has nothing to do with you, but these are your tax dollars. If you are a part of the American government in any way, if you pay taxes on anything here in the United States, our defense is nothing more than our tax dollars. You have some kind of say. You got to educate yourself on what's happening, because Toy just said it. We do control this through our votes and through our purse strings via tax dollars.
Right.
If you've just tuned into the program, we're talking about danger abroad. What do you know about Iraq, Afghanistan, Egypt, and Israel? We're going to keep the conversation going. It's really important that you empower yourself, knowing what your representative in the Senate and Congress, you know, the House of Representatives, folks who represent you as a constituency, folks. It's important that you get in front of these people, see what's happening. They represent you. Go ahead, CeeLo.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I was going to say, I mean, and while we're speaking on, you know, what's going on abroad, I mean, we have to worry about our own government shutting down, you know? I mean, like,
absolutely.
You know, extending these weeks. But we have to handle our own. It's like we need to clean up our own house before we can go and try to clean up somebody else's mess, even though we are involved or we have interest, to say the least, we have interest at stake. You know, I mean, we do have to play a part in that, but it's like, okay, our deficit is going up. You know, we have people in our country that, you know, are suffering because of what's going on with our own economy, what's going on with, you know, like the soldiers that are over there who are being taken advantage of. Did you guys hear about that? Where the which bank? It was a mortgage company. They were overcharging the soldiers and for the houses. And it's like, you know, it's a vicious cycle. Is what's going on right now. It's a vicious cycle throughout the world, and we are so involved in that. And how do we cope with it and try to help fix it at the same time?
That's the question of the hour. We'll answer that question right back after this. Danger abroad. And CeeLo said we got danger right here at home. TM Hammer Radio.
Other things. I got a nice crib, but I need a house with a couple wings. on the balcony, blowing trees, you and me. I might pull over just to get your phone number. I'm a bone jumper, I'm a dome addict. I gotta have it by now, it should be automatic. Ask my man if he remembers them bras. They was French, talking about some type of menage. But come on, time by my dime, je m'appelle J. Voulez-vous coucher with C4A? Never mind, man, them bras was faking. Hit me up the next day, I might call me later. Yeah.
Call me later.
Yeah.
Call me later.
Yeah.
Radio Live, that was Jay God, Call Me Later. Thanks for joining us this Sunday evening, Empowerment Sunday. We have an interesting topic tonight, danger abroad. You know, what do you know about Iraq, Afghanistan, Egypt, Israel, what's going on and how it affects us? CeeLo, you made an interesting point, and that was that we're spending time and money and effort overseas, and like you said, we should be putting more time and effort and money into home. I mean, what more do you have to say about that?
I mean, the thing is that it's like everyone is noticing, like, that, like, your neighbor, it's not so far and few in between that someone is hurting. You know, like, remember at one point where it's like, it wasn't, like, every person I know that owns a home is or has gone through some sort of attempt to modify their home to keep it. I mean, modify their loan, excuse me, to keep it, or, you know, or is in process of doing so. And I mean, almost every, maybe less two or three people, but just about everyone. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, why are we spending so much? I mean, like, why are we spending so much money to help other countries, and we really don't have our own stuff together. We really don't. You know, and it's like we're fighting with banks, but we got to put our money in the bank because we can't keep it in our house because, people are coming into our homes and taking that too. You know what I'm saying? It's just like we have our own crap going on. Like, what in
the
world?
I will say this, though. I will say this to homeowners all across America. I can only speak about American law as a homeowner myself. President Obama has done a major justice for homeowners, and we have rights that I don't even believe we are aware of right now. And I can tell you, when it comes to mods and refinancing for folks who have lost their jobs, there's this thing called communication that will save your life based on laws right now. The banks cannot just come in and take your house anymore based on recent changes. So I will say this. Yes, a lot of folks more than not are experiencing difficulties with foreclosure. But the recent laws has it so that you can hold on to your house. The banks are going to continue to put pressure on you. But let me help you understand. The banks don't want your house.
Right.
They don't want your headache. They don't want your house. They will help you to keep it, but you have to communicate with them, and you have to follow the proper protocol and procedures. And unfortunately, I'll say this, we don't read enough and take the right precautions and do the right research to even help ourselves out. Educate yourself, folks. Learn your rights.
Well, in that process, though, and I know, and yeah, I don't want to say too much on it, but I want to say this, that in that process, you have to pay attention as well, because I'll share just a small personal part, but do you know that I had got my loan modification or whatever, paid my first payment, but they put their money into a suspense account. And so, but do you know that I didn't pay attention till I received a letter saying that, you know, like the first beginning letters, like a foreclosure type letter. It's like, what in the world? And do you know that they tried to say they couldn't find the money until I made them read it? Like, it was like, are you serious? And they messed up, but still sent out additional paperwork. It's like you have to extra stay on. So it's a frustrating process, but you have to.
Well,
like,
nothing worthwhile comes easy.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you're fighting for your life. That this is the deal. At this particular stage in the game, you know, it's about homeless prevention.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose your house in 2011, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be homeless. All right, because I mean, things have shifted in the economy. Tonight's conversation surrounds danger abroad. You know, what do you know about what's going on over in Iraq, Afghanistan, Egypt, or Israel in particular? But I think, you know, the impact on all of this and the state of our economy definitely, you know, I think
it affects home.
Brings about good conversation when it comes to just taking care of home and home ownership. So, folks, we'll keep the conversation going. What point were you making, CeeLo? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was just going to add, like, even the fact of outsourcing. You know, it's like, you know, we have – what did someone say? I heard someone say this the other day. Every country that we've gone into, we stay. And we have a base in every place that we've gone into to either help or take over.
Yeah. Well, you got to think about it.
Is,
I think somebody just made a point. There's always resources in those places that the United States taps into that's not normally a part of the conversation. But trust me, there's always a major win-win situation, you know, at the heart of it. We'll be back, everybody. This is a new one called Hearts Void. We'll keep this conversation going, CeeLo. TM Hime Radio Live. We'll be back. TMHamandRadioLive@gmail.com. Danger over on the other side. Danger abroad is the conversation tonight. What do you know about Iraq, Afghanistan, Egypt, or Israel? Israel is something, to me, it's a phenomenon because I think it's so, we know it as a holy place, just like I think Egypt. I think we think of a holy place when we think of Egypt. I do anyway, but not more so as far as like Jerusalem and Bethlehem and, you know, Israel and places like that. It's like mass hysteria over in those parts of the country. And it just makes me wonder about, you know, what's been written and what's really happening in the world right now. You know, like 2012, it's like crazy happenings, crazy phenomenons, right? You wonder, like, what's really happening in the atmosphere.
You're absolutely right. I mean, like we were talking about, like what I was just saying about Libya, like that is so crazy. I mean, like I think that's like the fifth country now that has, you know, gone up in arms as far as protesters or the public wanting democracy, begging for democracy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like for instance, and the President Gaddafi, he from my understanding, he shut down, like, the emergency rooms, the communications. Like, you know, like, we don't really have any American reporters over there in Libya. You know, the information that we've been receiving over here has come from people that are there, that have, you know, cell phones, you know, and then whenever they can get, I guess, a signal or whatever, they send it out. You know, it's really crazy. It's, yeah. And what is, you know, it's like, are they, like, when is this stuff going to end? Are they really going to get the democracy that they're asking for? And how long is it going to be before we actually do step in? And would it be,
well,
will we be a place for stepping in?
Well, we'll always step in at a certain point. Like I said, there's always politics behind it all, like with the whole Egypt thing. If you think about it, or like I said, a lot of people don't know. The U.S. put, I think, in the past maybe 40 years or so, we put like $68 billion in aid into Egypt. So we have an investment there. And the investment is to help with stability in the Middle East, even though they're really not stable. But we put that money into Egypt, and we put a lot of it into their military. Putting that money into their military helps us to keep an ally in the Middle East. So that's why President Obama had to walk a fine line on how he was going to handle the situation. He couldn't oppose what was going on. He couldn't actually justify, like, certain things he could say and certain things that he could do. If we were to just pull all of our money out of there and someone like Iran decided they wanted to fund the military, now we've lost our ally in that area. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's a lot of politics behind it. So, you know, we'll always have to step in because we're always involved in one way or another. Like I said, there's that when you look at Egypt, you look at the map, like the Red Sea, Mediterranean Sea, there's like a little waterway there, and it's right there in Egypt. That controls a lot of, like I said, trade. If that was to get shut down for some reason, we'd be out of luck. There's a lot of stuff that goes through there. You know, it's a lot of trade going on, and Jordan's being built. I only know this because it's part of my day job. It's a lot of aid, USAID project. I don't know if you guys know the USAID project, but it's a lot of money being put into Jordan, a lot of money being put into Turkey, not so much in Egypt right now. But that's around the area. We have a lot of money invested in that. And if for some reason we lose our ally, something goes wrong, that's money down the drain for us. So, yes, we're putting money into it, you know, sending troops over there, but like I said, even though it may not always be right, it's a lot of politics involved in that.
Right. And such as everything else that we're involved in, right, it's always politics in every freaking thing.
That's very good information right there, though, because I had no idea that we had actually put those type of resources over in Egypt. And I wondered why the president was so cool when it came to really taking a position. So that makes a lot of sense. Folks, it is 7:34. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight. It's 4:34 out in San Francisco, California. We'll be right back with Finance live out of Newark, Delaware, with our girl Toya. We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live. Stay with us. We appreciate it. Put me in the game, Vail. We'll be right back.
I know you feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, my style. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold. Put me in the game, cold.
Coach, I do this, she looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, oh, mind me, you who I'm choosing. Had a nails, nails the feet, put her in and shoot your three. Captain of my team, starting five, and she loved the D. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Ollie hoop it to her, lay it up and knocking jumpers down. Start with the whistle sound, you gotta bend it down. All four quarters, quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hawk, slipped and got your shot blocked. It's teamwork, defending your plan, time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock, cause it's running tick and tock. Call a timeout right now, you gotta pass the rock. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench, yelling, put me in the game, coach.
Boy, you, I know you feeling me, I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, coach. 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 Killing my style, I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach. Put me in the game, coach.
Cleats lace undefeated, baby screaming shout. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She get the ball and she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball but ran home.
hard to pick up the tackle. One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game. So
I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, my style. I got you like wild, boy. You need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole.
I put him in the game. First position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike. Mommy, don't play around. Last innings with positions. Now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit a check. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came. Mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best for my team. So play by the rules. Scouts hit the game to check me out, you gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. Be trained, she shooting in me and everything. When she in, it's no losing, never get substituted. Wears number one on her jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game ends. Overtime, when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for, I beat it up so bad. She like, take me out the game,
though. Boy, I'm you. I know you feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, Cole. 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 I got you like wild, boy. You need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole. Put me in the game, Cole.
Harmon Radio Live. That's my man Vel. Put me in the game. It's Empowerment Sunday, 7:39, all the way live from Newark, Delaware, with our finance report. Give it up. It's Toya.
Good evening. Good evening. Tonight, I just wanted to touch on the top five frugal investments. You figure people can fall under the mistaken impression that there's nothing that they can invest in that will make them money. But I do have a few investments that if you put your money into it, it can save you a lot of money, and you can also be rewarded with money, depending on which one you choose. A lot of people have a warehouse club card, but if you don't and you spend a lot of money out about grocery stores and wholesale stores like Walmart and Kmart, you may want to think about obtaining a warehouse club card. The three big ones in this country would be Sam's Club, BJ's, and Costco. All of them are really nice. You know, they all have tremendous discounts that are nearly impossible to find in retail stores. But depending on your family needs, you're going to find yourself leaning towards one of the three. So just do a little research before you choose a club card. But all of them can save you a lot of money. A crock pot, you may laugh at that, but people with families, a crock pot can save you a lot of time and a lot of money. Whether you're a gourmet cook, a chef, or if you just don't like being in the kitchen, like I said, it saves you a lot of time, a lot of money. You figure you can cook a meal while you're at work using a crock pot. It does not take a lot of electricity and energy to use it. Your food is cooked, is prepared when you get home. You're not using your oven to prepare a meal, so that's, you know, gas prices right now are through the roof. So it's saving you money on gas and electricity. So just keep that in mind. Continuing education, wherever you live in the country, chances are good that, you know, there are resources galore to take classes in any type of subject, no matter where you live, or no matter what subject it is you want to take. So just invest in yourself and learn something new this year. Like I said, there's a lot of programs. If you just do a little research, you can find a lot of programs in your area that may be free or of little cost. So just check that out as far as continuing education. A library card, most people have forgotten that the library can save you money, especially since the Internet is what everyone seems to be using nowadays. But just keep in mind you can get magazines, books, movies, DVDs, computer access, all of those for free, something that you normally pay for, but you don't have to pay for those when you are using them at the library. And then just make one extra mortgage payment this year. It's okay. Hey, it sounds a little crazy, especially If you don't have the money during this economic time, like most people don't have. But if you just make one extra mortgage payment a year, average mortgage right now is about $1,800 a month. But if you make one a year, that can save you tens of thousands of dollars over the course of the loan because you're applying that to your interest. Just make sure when you make the payment that you apply it to your interest so that you can pay that down. Your principal, so that it's not applied to your interest, excuse me. So when you make the extra payment, make sure it goes to your principal, not your interest, so that you're not spending a lot of money on your interest. So, again, just those two things can save you a lot of money in the long run.
Thank you very much. Awesome finance tips, as always, coming to us live out of Newark, Delaware tonight. Thank you very much, Toya. Hey, pay towards that principal. It'll help you to save thousands of dollars in the long run. Again, finance live out of Newark, Delaware tonight.
Hey now, it is 2011 and it's time to work on a new you. Take advantage of exclusive access to the top-rated vitamin and supplement line in the world to determine your destiny. Now, whether it's a healthy weight loss and management plan, vitamins or sports nutrition, Nutrilite definitely has you covered. So get up off the couch, get physical, and get the extra support you need through this all-natural product line. For more information on enjoying a renewed and healthy body, log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Or for assistance with personalizing a program just for you, call our girl Toya at 866-367-4208. And remember, determine your destiny.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultant specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I wouldn't feel the same from you saying your last goodbye. What if I treated you right instead of acting like a fool? You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have the pain. I'm a day without the light. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me. Oh, men never lie. I took you for granted. out in the world still searching, only thinking about myself. Now I'll be all alone hurting. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the night. If we aren't supposed to be, we're stuck with no choice. Before you set me free, hear my voice.
Tonight, we're talking about danger abroad. What do you know about Iraq, Afghanistan, Egypt, or Israel? It is 7:49 in the p.m. here in Tampa, Florida, 7:49 in New York City. It's 2:50 in the a.m. tomorrow out in Israel. There's breaking news out of Israel. The United States has taken a stance, really out of Jerusalem specifically, the decision by the United States to veto a United Nations Security Council resolution condemning Israeli construction, settlement construction, was met with a sigh of relief, but high frustration from Palestinians. Obviously, Israel had that sigh of relief, but again, it frustrated the Palestinians, who are a little pissed off with the United States right now. The U.S. veto blocked an anonymous vote on a resolution by the 15-member Security Council. I don't understand what the beef is between the Israelis and the Palestinian people. The prime minister over there, Benjamin, what's that, Netanyahu? Is that right?
I have no idea, but I don't know how to pronounce
right.
it. I know who you're talking about, but
okay. Well, as long as y'all know who I'm talking about, he's been, in the middle of all this for a long time. But his stance is, hey, in a statement released after the vote, he said Israel remains committed to pursuing, comprehensive peace with all our neighbors, including the Palestinians. So he's like, to hell with y'all. Our hand is still extended. But I wonder how much of that is like straight politics. If he's just, if he's talking a good game, for the media, when he goes back and he's like, sticking his middle finger up or, mocking us, like, get out of our business, you Westerners. Stay over there. Let us handle our own business.
Well, you know why we're in the business, right?
Right.
I think Israel. Absolutely. I think Israel is the top. I think they're the country who's received the most aid from the U.S. And then Egypt is the second. So we have a lot of money invested. So why would we not be involved in it?
We're way invested. We're too far invested.
Right, but why is the gas so high? You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I understand, like, we have state in these countries, but, like, why are our prices up then? Why, like, why aren't our deals with them more beneficial for us? You see what I'm saying? Like, okay, fine, if we're over there, why is it only, like, sneaker money beneficial?
Sneaker money beneficial.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. I mean, like, it's like someone who goes to hustle. Why are you hustling just for sneaker money? You're supposed to be hustling to, if you're going to hustle, hustle for house money, hustle for food money, hustle for your family money.
Yeah.
But not.
Well, I mean, you got to think about crude oil, though. I mean, you know, we've gone from crude oil costing in 2008, you know, 4 gallons a barrel to it skyrocketing to $145 a barrel, even though demand, you know, and supply or supply and demand, you know, were fairly constant. You know, so the commodities traders are the folks that we have to blame and hold accountable.
But the thing is that, and you know, and I would even sympathize with that if they were in the negative. If their pockets were in the negative, sure, fine. I could see why you're raising the prices and all. No, they're surplus. They're in surplus. These companies are in surplus. it's really crazy. It's really crazy, man.
It's all about dollars and cents, though.
Yeah, I mean, but as far as gas prices, they usually are raised when there's some type of scare, something going on. I mean, if something was to happen over there, and like I said, things were shut down, that's why they're trying to make the money now.
I mean, well, like, for instance, like I'll say last week, the gas station on the corner, gas was $3.09. It went from $3.09 to $3.19 within the same day. Yesterday, I think it was $3.24. Why? But then in other parts of the city, it's like you can still find a $3.09, but then in the richer part of the city, it's like $3.40. Right. It doesn't make sense. But it's
well,
like,
I mean, it all comes down to...
Right.
It all comes down ultimately to supply and demand, though. Supply and demand. Let's go to the phones. Area code 757, last four digits, 9575. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. The world is yours.
Oh, yo, what's going on? It's Ferb calling y'all from the Seven Cities out here in Norfolk
Ferb. What's cracking, homie?
But, I was listening to what y'all was saying about the price of gas and everything. It's really not all about the price of the barrel of the crude oil. We have an issue here in America that's been going on for the past 30 years that really is worth putting a whole freedom movement together, something like civil rights, let's fight for our right to vote. They shut down different fuel processing facilities around the country. Back around 9/11, just like the towers dropped like out of nowhere, there were a whole bunch of these processing facilities that had been demolished as well. You notice, like, before 9/11, the price of gas was around 79 cents a gallon. That's because the processing and the production and all these processing facilities was high. They blew them up, shut them down, and the EPA has put sanctions against building new ones. There has not been a new processing facility built in the past 30 years. But that's what the problem is with our price of gas. They send the oil over here, then they ship it to Canada, ship it back to Mexico, and then it has to come back here to finally get pumped into the tank and you get to use it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not, you know, it doesn't really matter. Whatever the price of crude oil is, it doesn't matter. America has plenty of oil already on reserve. Don't believe the hype. We don't really buy all that oil. We don't buy overseas oil.
Let me ask you this. You said, wait. Did you say we don't buy overseas oil?
We don't buy oil particularly from, we buy most of our oil from Mexico and Canada and Venezuela. Whatever's going on in the Middle East with their price of oil and all that doesn't really affect us. Plus, we already got our own oil reserve. We got oil right there in the Gulf of Mexico. That's not what's causing our oil to cost more.
Right.
Our oil costs more because we don't have enough processing facilities in America, and the EPA won't let us build any new ones.
Gotcha.
That's the bottom line. I go on, I talk to different people, some of our people that were just running for Congress, and I find out, that's how I find out who represents the automotive industry versus them, because of their responses when I let them know this information that I know. And they try to tell me if we do this, that the auto companies would basically try to bring us to our knees if we put certain things in play and if we really fought to do the, you know. I've gotten real deep with the politicians about this whole subject matter, and it's really frustrating. We need, like, an organized movement to lower the price of gas, and everybody would have to be on deck.
You sound like a 50-year-old politician, but we love it. Hey, it's the top of the hour, 7:57. Hey, hang out with us for a minute, Ferb. You just educated me, my brother. TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Most people don't know that Thomas J. Martin received a patent for a fire extinguisher in 1872, or that Joseph Lee invented a bread making machine that mixed the ingredients and kneaded the dough in 1895. Or how about John Love? He invented the pencil sharpener in 1897. It's amazing how the contributions of these three black inventors are still being used currently today. To find out more about black history facts, log on to biography.com. And remember, it's not just black history, it's American history.
Feet hit the pavement, another long night. Thoughts still racing. I run in the innocent, the flag gon' make them. 151 to shot, no chasing. That's how I'm feeling tonight, y'all. Hating on the sun, so they pray for the nightfall. Crazy or sane, and I know it's a tight walk. Some trying to see is there a flaw in the hype, y'all. They wanna know is he real when the mic's off. Girls wanna know, can he prove when the light's off? Can he really do that? How good is he? Did he really move that? Use that dizzy?
Come on.
Is he one of the illest out of the city? Don't mind if I say, hottest out of the state, yeah. Come forth, you really want to debate. Get talks like the rest, rookie or a vet. Before he left, he even snitched on his right hand. Better keep your shit on a nightstand. I mean, keep the case so close, you can call it a tight brand. Things get the blind, never know where they might land. Expose your lies, don't believe what you might do. My boat's so loud, you can call us a Skype crew. Get another call, truck pulling off. My bitch, fuck them all, yeah, and then it's quite loose. So you can front all that you want like a cat parachute when you was put from the jump. Guaranteed you won't land on your feet, though, in the fire. Ashes spread on the East Coast.
The Benz, yeah, the Beamer, 45 steamer, red knock dreamer, your dreadlock greener than the average motherfucker. That's the average motherfucker. Touch it, rap with it, kiss me, clap fucker. I ain't got straps with you niggas, I'll let the hammer fuck. Give him 15 minutes, the ambulance wrap him up. Tell them sound up, down one valor. Go to pocket biggie, they be trying to tell us. Handle us, you better swallow a sack camel nut. Go against suck free, better pick a hammer up. And start building your own guillotine. Off with the heads and they go against the team. Go against the grain, created our own lane. So we can say fuck you and do our own thing. I show out and I show off, go in and I go off. Keep hanging with them dumb motherfuckers and get so off. We tighten the crew up, they got indicted, we blew up. You see it how we see it, they ain't doing nothing to us. Use the average motherfucker, that's the average motherfucker. You get the TMZ, bitch, can't do it how we does it.
I give you something to talk about. We see you frightened, where you at? Go up. C-F-A-C. It's the motherfucking killer. C.
T. Muhammad Radio Live. KP, go off. Welcome back to the show. Danger Abroad is the conversation tonight. We were talking to Ferb live out of Virginia. Ferb, what do you think about what's going on over in Egypt, Israel, Afghanistan, Iraq, any one of those places in particular? What's most interesting to you, or which place is most interesting to you right now?
Who are you
talking to? Ferb, you still with us?
Oh, Ferb.
All right. Folks, again, you are in tune to Empowerment Sunday, Sunday, February 20th. Danger Abroad is the conversation tonight. What do you know about what's going on over in Afghanistan, Egypt, Israel, or Iraq? Which place is most interesting to either one of you? Just go ahead and jump in.
Well, like I was saying earlier about, like, the opium being in Afghanistan. Right, and
you're
how,
talking
like,
slow, like you might be tapping opium right now.
No, I mean I'm muscle relaxed. I mean, other than that, you know, I wouldn't be here if I wasn't on those right now. but yeah, like I was saying, just bear with me, thank you. But yeah, like the opium trade, like that runs China, and that's why I was asking, like, you know, how much of it interests, like, how are we going to deal with our, well, like, with our actions, like, with China, and how Afghanistan does play a big part in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, because we put, like, we have a lot of American companies that outsource in overseas, but we have companies that have actually put, like, you know, like McDonald's has gone over to, like, has gone overseas and is capitalizing on the money, you know, that can be, you know, generated there. But we're not seeing the benefit of that here in the United States. It's like, yes, theoretically, I understand why we're over there. But realistically, no, I don't.
we being McDonald's?
Yeah. No, I mean, no, I don't mean just like McDonald's. Hell, McDonald's, Nike, IBM, Verizon. I mean,
they're trying to make money. I mean, they're trying to just grow their brand.
And you're absolutely right. But how much does that hurt us here at home? Like, because the troops come from here.
You mean as far as taking away jobs from?
Yeah,
from...
taking away jobs, taking away resources. And what I'm saying is that,
gotcha.
Yes, I understand why we go and do the things that we're supposed to. We're big brother, you know. We're the big brother of the world. But we don't see the, you know, we don't get the benefit. We really don't reap the benefit of the sacrifice. What I'm saying. We do not, we as Americans do not reap the benefits of the sacrifice that's being made.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You know. My radio show and everything. It's my radio, so I'm just listening.
Wow, who's not on mute?
Like,
say what?
Oh, no, I ain't in the queue. All right.
TM Hama Radio Live. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Jump on in. Empowerment Sunday. No, good point, CeeLo. I mean, in reference to just jobs being shifted, I think of India when I think of, you know, what's happening right now as far as, you know, the jobs being shifted to other countries. India is probably one of the most benefiting companies. I think all over the United States because of the prices
right.
And the cheap labor. There's this thing called cost per minute or call per minute. There's a model that, you know, companies are putting in place where they are simply paying people based on how many calls they take versus an hourly wage anymore. And when you can pay people based on quantity versus quality, you know, things shift in the atmosphere. So, you know, there's a price war right now across the board, really in every industry. It's about how can you do more with less and still keep a high grade of quality. And at the end of the day, the competition has really, you know, shifted. It's become a lot more difficult to bid these days because you have
because
people
we
willing
lose,
to cut cut cost.
It's more expensive for us to start up these companies, you know, than it is for them to start the companies overseas. You know, it's hard for us in America to bid for contracts for these things. We're being underbidded by, you know, the competitors overseas. It's really crazy. Because like remember how America used to be like that big manufacturing, you know, we used to be a big manufacturing country. You know, that was the bread for a lot of families were the manufacturing jobs, whether it had been manufacturing cars or TVs or, you know, I mean, think about how many, you know, how many of our grandparents, you know, worked in factories or doing dresses and uniforms and, you know, and it's like we don't have that anymore. You know, we don't have that anymore.
Factory work has been replaced by modern technology and robots and, you know, and telemarketers. You're right. Coming up, we have Entertainment National News. 51 minutes left in the show. TM Hammer Radio Live. Danger Abroad. You know, what do you know about what's happening in the different parts of the country, specifically with our economy, with e-commerce, I mean, with commerce overall? What do you know? What do you know? Hello. Good morning. We'll be back.
Let's go. Hello. Yeah, I like this.
Can you feel it?
Can you feel it? Nothing can save you.
That's
your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
Sunday, February 20th, all the way live from Charlotte. It's CeeLo with entertainment and national news.
This is your dude, TM Hyman, your hip-hop informer, coming to you with your Empowerment Sunday.
What?
I don't think that's the right drop there, CeeLo.
Where they do that at? Yeah, how y'all
doing? Where they do that at right here?
Okay, TM Hyman Radio Live and everything. Oh, my goodness. No, it's the Entertainment National News for February 20th. I want to start out, I want to say happy birthday to my man Coop out in D.C. I want to say happy birthday to my man Herb in California. Happy birthday, young man.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful people.
Yes, sir.
Like we were talking about this entire evening, Libya. Well, not Libya, but, you know, we were talking about, you know, overseas. Anyway, Libya, people are dying over there. It's, like, really crazy. And, like, I'll tell you guys, Gaddafi, the president, the current president, he shut down the emergency rooms and communication. And even in certain parts of Libya, he shut down electricity and the water. And it's like, wow, like, how do you do that to the people that you're supposed to be taking care of? But that, you know, led to the 200 protesters, you know, being on the White House lawn on Saturday begging for help for Libya. Also in other world news, three in Egypt, three officers were arrested in conjunction with the late January incident when the protesting actually began. The Attorney General Adele Amara, she issued warrants after witnesses and family members of victims reported the incident, which occurred on what's being coined as Friday of Anger, which was January 28th. Now, on to entertainment news. Here in Charlotte, actually, there were six men that were arrested from last week's attempted robbery of Waka Flocka Flame. They shot up his tour bus and attempted to rob him. And again, they arrested six males, and they were charged with armed robbery, conspiracy, and two counts of shooting in occupied property. So, I mean, I guess that's justice for hip-hop. But in other music news, 5 decades in the game, Miss Diana Ross, she's doing an interview, and she's also performing on Oprah with her family, to include her grandson, and she's going to be performing, you know, one of her famous songs, I'm Coming Out. And it's been like 4 years since her last performance. So on Friday, this coming Friday, she will be on Oprah. So y'all look for that. Check your local listings. We'll be in Miami, though. But Diana Ross will be on Oprah. And, oh, listen to this. Y'all remember Steve Stout, right? He's a music executive. He put the Grammys and their associates on blast, pretty much citing that the Grammys, they're just pretty much using hip-hop artists and their associates, you know, like Justin Bieber, just for ratings and with no real intentions of them winning. Now, it's not a far-fetched, you know, I mean, it's not too far-fetched, you know, because they had like Drake, for instance. They used him, that amped up and brought a lot of, you know, ratings because he's popular, you know, with the, you know, throughout the music world, but he didn't win anything. Justin Bieber also, but he didn't win anything. You know, they really didn't, yeah. So anyway, like, for example, you know how, like, the lady Esperanza, she's like a jazz artist, but she won a Grammy, and a lot of people didn't even know who she was. So
So, you know, I don't know. We'll see how that all turns out. But last but not least, speaking of Miami, we have not heard the last from Ja Rule. He is working on a new album called Renaissance Project. He just started a new music group called Empire. And he's also working on a reality show that's still untitled, but it's supposed to represent black love in a good way. And all of this before turning himself in to serve a 2.5-year prison bid. And that's supposed to start like the beginning of March. And that all stems from like back in 2007 when with a possession of a weapon charge. So we'll see, you know, how all this beautiful stuff works out for Ja Rule. See if that, you know, him going to prison is going to up his ratings as it done for other artists that we've seen. And y'all don't forget about the Florida Mix Show Summit, February 25th to 26th in South Beach, Miami. Yes, yes, yes. And go to the website right now, floridamixshowsummit.com, or you can go to hackmedia.com and find out information there. And you're supposed to check out Hack Media anyway. So that is
no
all
doubt.
I have you.
Entertainment, yes, national news. CeeLo Charlotte is going down February 25th, 26th, broadcasting live. Yo, tune in next Friday. I keep saying next, but it's this coming Friday, the Friday Night Cypher going down Newport Beach Hotel and Resort, Miami, Florida Mix Shake.
Make sure.
Florida Mix Show Music Summit. It's going down.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Oh, yeah. Overdose. Money Boy Entertainment. Let's go.
Pills and drugs, pills and drugs. We the on them pills, I pop my pills and drugs. Pills and drugs, we the on them pills, I pop my pill. I smoke my drug, I pop my pill, I smoke my drug. I pop my pill, I smoke my drug, I pop my pill, I smoke my drug. I do this every day, I ain't on no frail shit. So what you want, what you need, come here, let me scare your shit. Run up in my crib, I guarantee you leave it with no dick. Head popping, head busting, yeah boy, we on that shit. Do that shit, I do that shit. Hold my niggas, Bloods and Crips. Party there, we flood that shit. We're building booze, we on that shit. Drop a dollar, we make her go. Pussy and D, that's what she show. All my niggas look at it like, yeah, boy, there we go. Fuck with me, I fuck with you. I will fuck your sister too. Cousins there to bring them through. Part of the night, build and go. Fuck who we been, it's where we go. Empty house like, there we go. All my niggas mob that shit and all the bitches hit the flow. Build and go. Pills and drugs, we the on them pills.
or the body mass index is something, you know, that if it's 27 or greater, then guess what? You're classified as over. Now, you don't have to be very fat to...
Again, that was Sleep, a throwback. We haven't heard that in quite some time. We've been talking this evening about what's going on in the Middle East and how it affects us and what do you know about what's going on over there in the Middle East. Interesting conversation this evening. We haven't heard much from Miss Norfolk, Virginia. Where is she at?
Miss Chesapeake. I'm right here.
Hello?
Hey. Hey. How y'all doing? Hey.
Hello.
Bony
hello,
doctor.
Hello.
No,
All right.
I think everyone's had a, you know, everything we talked about tonight, great perspective, a lot of information that we didn't know, which I think that this platform is great to find out, even as hosts. Sometimes we don't know everything. My particular, I'm like, my spot is like Egypt if I had to choose one. But overall, I'm just sitting back looking at it all. I guess I'm kind of not so much as comparing it to the Bible, just looking at how things that went on 4,000 years ago are just coming around again. Nothing's new under the sun. And it's like you seeing it come back, and it's just amazing to me because I'm like, wow, you know, I'm alive to see the things that they went through already that was in my Bible, and I'm alive to see it again. You know, so I'm looking at the Baghdad, Egypt, Jordan, Israel, everybody. It's just like, you know, to me it's just like almost, you know, everything all over again. You know, even down to, even this isn't overseas, but Katrina and you know, and how to me it resembled kind of like a Sodom and Gomorrah. So I know that's not overseas, but that's, you know, that's what's been going on in my mind, what I've been thinking about lately. You know, I really don't have an opinion per se. I don't. Because the politics kind of pisses me off a little bit, however. So I really don't have an opinion on either side. You know, I really want peace. But, hey, without, you know, where there's good, there will be bad. But at the same time, I look at the overall picture of it and just, you know, see how it relates to, you know, my word and everything. And so that's my
coming
thought.
Up, we have Health and Wellness out of Chesapeake, VA tonight. It's Empowerment Sunday. Tonight we have been taking an up-close and personal look at the many danger zones abroad that Homeland Security continues to monitor on behalf of us as American citizens. But they also use our hard-earned dollars, our tax dollars, to defend us. You know, what do you know? You should try to do a little research on a daily basis. You know, crack the newspaper open. Reading the newspaper seems like a favorite pastime in the United States with the internet and all. But hey, grab a newspaper, read about what's happening abroad, folks. It does impact us. 917-889-3926. 29 minutes left in the show. Again, coming up, Health and Wellness live out of Chesapeake, VA, with Domare Willingham. Empowerment Sunday.
Yeah.
Hey, Miami, this Friday, we will be pulling into Miami on Thursday evening and preparing to come live Friday Night Cypher, Florida Mix Show Music Summit, Overdose, and a whole bunch of other folks live. It's the 16 Bars Contest by Slip and Slide Records. It's being brought to you by Hack Media and many, many others, such as Slip and Slide Records, Universal Records, Duffel Bag Entertainment, and many other folks. Meet us there, Miami, Florida Mix Show Music Summit, this Friday and Saturday, February 25th, 26th, the Newport Beach Hotel and Resort, South Beach. It's going down.
Yes, I have my medicine ready. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, you need to start pumping yourself up now, because again, it sounds like you got, you know, like that opium you was talking about over there. that sounds like you have. Hey, Health and Wellness coming up after this right here. We'll be right back. Hey, use some of this Ciora, some of these energy patches to get you some medicine. We'll be back.
Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on. Foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy?
got discomfort? Sura.
Measuring our goals, or how do we track and measure our goals? We set goals, we found out ways how to stay motivated about our goals, but now let's keep track of our goals. Let's put some type of quantitative number on that, some way, somehow. I know that because all of our goals may be different, you're asking yourself, well, how in the world can I measure my goal? Everything may not be, you know, quantifiable. However, we definitely want to track our goals. That helps us keep ourselves disciplined and make sure that we are, the ways that we're going about accomplishing our goal is effective. We can also see, you know, if it's not effective, if everything's not measuring up okay, are there things and ways or steps that we can do to help change the direction that we're going so that we can meet our goals. I have just a couple quick, easy ways to measure certain goals, and I just wanted to review them real quick with you. You can visit us at www.hackmedia.com for full detail of this report. And it's basically about, again, measuring your goals. You can review your goals regularly, preferably on a daily basis. Hopefully that's what you do when you plan your to-do list. If you wake up every day and you have a to-do list, and hopefully that to-do list has something to do with not only your personal life or what's going on a daily basis, but whatever goal you've set for the year. And you want to go through this on a consistent basis, maybe during the morning time or at night, on every single day to make sure that you are working toward meeting your goal, that you are moving forward and not moving backwards or in the same place you were. Hopefully with every day that goes past, you have progressed closer or gotten closer toward the goal that you're trying to reach. Break down a goal into an action or, actionable steps. Sometimes we have big goals, for instance, like, you know, to start our own business or to run our own business of some sort. But, of course, in that one big goal, there are other little things that need to be accomplished first, because if not, you will become so overwhelmed by that one big goal to own your own business. But there's so many things within that that you should break down first and try to accomplish on a small scale, like, you know, getting the business plan. That may want to be your first step. So that's how you would measure that. You take that big goal of owning your business, break it down to smaller steps. First, let me get a business plan. That's how you measure that. After the business plan, what's next after that? And that's how you measure, that's how you measure how close you are to reaching that goal. Another way that you can measure your goal is to break your goal down into quantifiable results, which means basically you want to try to put a number on it, really. You want, like, if you're trying to lose weight and say you're at 200 and your goal is to get down to 165, well, you make sure when you set that goal, my goal is to be at 165, then you write down where you are. And that way, as you're checking your goals on a consistent basis, then you can see, okay, I moved to 195, I'm at 165. That way you have a quantifiable number on that goal to help you see how close you are to reaching it and obtaining success. You can also track your goal by the amount of time that you spend on it, because, again, everything you cannot assign a number to. So, I'm sorry. So, track the goal by how much time you spend on that goal. Again, sometimes, like, for instance, the example I gave about owning your own business. Now, okay, how do you put a number to that? Sometimes, you can't put a number to it, but what you can do is track how much time you spend on that. Now, no, you're not going to get your business plan finished in a day, but you don't want to take 5 months to get your business plan finished either. If it's important to you to start your own business and if you're working, you know, working diligently to achieve that goal, it shouldn't take you 5 months just for the first step. So you can track your goal by the amount of time that you spent on your goal. These are just some quick things that you can use to help measure whether you are pushing towards your goal or if you're standing still or if you're moving away from your goal. Again, you can track it by time. You can use a quantifiable number. You can use break it down into smaller steps. But most importantly, be consistent. Make sure you review it on a daily basis. And if you're still unsure, again, visit us at www.hackmedia.com for further details, or you can email us, and we'll be delighted to answer any questions you have or help you in reaching those goals.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. Why don't you call Dee Dee, a certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back? Call her, 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultant specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
Here are just a few fun facts in Black history. The Shakespeare Memorial Theater at Stratford-upon-Avon honored Ira Aldridge with a bronze plaque. He is the only African-American actor to receive this tribute. And then there's BET, which was the first African-American-controlled company to sell shares on the New York Stock Exchange. And the African Methodist Episcopal Church, founded by Richard Allen, became the first national black church in the United States in 1816. So people do a little research and learn not just inventions and patents, but a few fun first facts as well during this here Black History Month.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Out here on the grind, looking out for my, racing for the spotlight, running out of time. I just wanna shine, nothing to be high. High of the high life is the day of mine. I own the city, I own the city, I own the city, I own the city, I own the city.
With a goal and a mission, foes try to hold a submission, but they can't slow what is written. Play my hand, never fold to the system. Holes in the glitches, rather be blind in a mirror with no vision. Wait, fueled by the hate in the distance, the hisses. You can hear the snakes in the distance. Straight hard work and persistence. No book repetition, no days off, no break in a mission. Faith in the wishing, so blessed I lyrically baptized, believing the all fly. The city is all mine. All time background soaked in it for 4 years. In 4 minutes, I'm so Guinness in the flames. See a slow image of the future. Now let's shake hands, happy to introduce you. MAC.
Out here on the grind, looking out for mine, waiting for the spotlight, running out of time. I just wanna shine, nothing to be high.
About pain, I told them about pain, yeah. And I don't mean that one with that big ass chain. Nah. Tell me don't mess up the MC name. Nah. Who you think I am? MC Brain. Now I'm staring at the world from the top floor. Kevin, Mr. Big Shot, and when hot sauce. We from being dropped off to taking the whole hood offshore, off the Florida and cross the border. Boston, Georgia, the mic recorder. Got money, now my life in order. Real world on my shoulders. Top heavy Cobra, free for the pedal. Now my feet on the pedal. Now I wanna scream loud like steam from a kettle. Now I gotta put the beach on my level. We either come together or run forever. Sink or swim, get your trunks together. I run this city.
Out here on the grind, looking out for mine, racing for the spotlight, running out of time. I just wanna shine, nothing to be high. I'm
Ron Taylor Music Group, Team Muhammad Radio Live. Your hip-hop informer hanging out with the Angels live from Charlotte, North Carolina. It's CeeLo. Chesapeake, Virginia, it's Didi. Newark, Delaware, is our friend Toya. Thanks for riding with us tonight, 917-889-3926. 11 minutes left in the show. Tonight's topic, danger abroad. What do you know about Iraq, Afghanistan, Egypt, Israel, or any country, you know, a place abroad, for that matter? In Afghanistan, there's a perspective, you know, from a Newsweek editorial the header says, "Winning in Afghanistan." It says, "Victory there won't look like you think. It's time to get out and give up on nation building." It talks about how the United States and its allies are using the wrong means to vigorously pursue the wrong mission. It talks about how, you know, Afghanistan will become a sinkhole, consuming resources neither the U.S. Government, military, you know, or the counterparts can really afford. A lot of different perspectives on what's really happening. But I do agree on the fact that we really need to kind of fall back on the whole nation building thing. We tend to think that we are like, you know, so politically correct that we can lead everybody. And I think we need to, you know, to your point earlier, CeeLo, in the show, we need to kind of clean up our own house before we go telling people what they should do and how they should do it. Although I believe every, you know, nation deserves, you know, a democracy, you know, but we got to really clean up a little bit before we go start, you know, telling people how to do it, although that seems to be the American way. 10 minutes left in the show. Thanks for riding with us. Take us home, ladies. Last-minute comments, shout-outs, feedback.
Well, this is CeeLo. Well, what I was going to say is, in response to what you were saying, yes, we do need to clean up our own house, but the thing is, damn, I lost my train of thought. Never mind. Somebody else.
It'll come back.
Yes, it'll come back.
Muscle relaxes, right? Hey, Toya.
Relaxing. Look it up.
Last minute comments, feedback. It'll come back to you, hopefully, in the next 9 minutes.
Yes.
Nothing much. Just, I mean, even if you're not a person that reads the paper, I mean, you can turn on any type of national broadcast news, CNN. You can see what's going on. It's a lot going on. You can learn a lot, but there's still a whole lot more. Yeah, still a whole lot more behind the scenes that you can learn if you read a little more. So,
yeah, definitely. Mayor Willingham.
Yes, I just want to tell everybody, just to kind of piggyback on what you and Toya said. Even if you don't read the other medias, and even if you do read and you're the type of person that you say, well, I don't want to read it because it just makes me mad, it upsets me, because for a moment in time I was like that about certain news. But even if you just read to keep yourself educated so that you know what's going on, you don't have to become emotional. You don't have to let it change you or give you an attitude. Just know that you need to be updated on what's going on here and abroad. And it is important that you either read it, you see it on the internet, tell somebody to show you some pictures or something, but just stay abreast of what's going on, because you don't want to get lost and, you know, you like you almost in jail or something. You didn't know the world changed after, you know, so many years. So stay on top of the information. It's definitely important.
Look, okay, so not everybody wants a democracy, though. I think that every country should have what works for their country.
How do you know democracy doesn't work?
Right. You know, there are certain places in this world, believe it or not, people, that where democracy isn't even needed because of the way that things are handled. Now, no, I don't know anyone in particular, but I'm quite sure there are. I mean, because you have to think that but
broad
look at this. I mean, the uprising
after
50 some odd years of the, you know, the country being ruled a certain way, and now the older people have gotten old and don't really care anymore. They just want to be left alone, you know. And the younger people, they're like, I want to be like the Americans. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, it's part of the process. I don't think there's anything that could be done that would change it. You see what I'm saying? Like, yes, we can go help whomever, but it's part of the process. It really is. It's part of that good, bad process, and there are going to be martyrs at part of this. There are going to be someone, there's going to be a winner in this. We don't know who yet, but there's going to be a winner in this somewhere. And it's part of a process, but we just have to pray for each other and try to be our brother's keepers, but at home first. Clean up our own homes, and then we can
be a blessing.
Yeah.
So just be a blessing.
Yes. High five. Oh my God! Can't wait till we go to Miami. Just don't start no shit in Miami. That's all I ask.
Hey,
that was within context. Man, it's not even. Please don't look at it profanely. Yes, I just want that's gonna. I want that to be peaceful and beautiful, and yes.
So that's right. If you're not up on the news, you mess around, go to a bus station, and they about to bomb. You didn't even know they was gonna bomb it.
Hey.
You didn't know what was going on. Stay abreast of the news, people.
Inform yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, stay informed. If you can't get online, then read a book. Or they still sell newspapers. Yeah. Well, you're going to spend $5 for coffee.
Yeah.
Spend for a newspaper.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for riding with us. We appreciate the love. You can join us back here every Sunday, 7 p.m., Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 p.m. It's Empowerment Sunday. Tomorrow night, Money Monday, 10 p.m. I love the people on this program. Thanks to Hack Media.
We love you.
And first time we have seen
you too. Massages for Life. Hey, we got a grand opening of Massages for Life coming in a few weeks, y'all. Get ready. We appreciate the love again. We appreciate y'all
you
for riding with us. We got a tour coming up. But we're going to get out of here right now. Talk more about the tour tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Log on to www.hacmedia.com. Good night.
So hard to breathe, they say that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than the hurt feeling before love. When you get hurt by the one you
Not one of the blue, you said we got the paint is pink. And there's pieces of your hair still sitting in my sink. And you still got underwear that's sitting in the dryer. How come every time that you're suspicious, I'm a liar? You stand out, I can hear you whistle in the choir. And that's the only reason you the missus I admire. Damn, tell me what I'm gonna do. Since everything that I'm trying to forget is all true. Me and all your main girls get along too. I would take my last dollar out and bet it on you. But you see the same one I'm missing. It's basically the reason I became something different. It's just that I remember me before. And if you could do the same, baby, then we'd be for sure.
Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Talk radio show.